Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is May 18th. It's Monday night. This is Michael Collins Piper coming live to you from Washington, D.C., headquarters of American Free Press. Of course, you can check out the American Free Press website on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. I understand, or suspect, I should say, or I maybe expect is the word, that Jim Tucker, American Free Press, independent, in-house, Bilderberg hound, as we call him. You know, Jim does look like a big hound dog, if you think about it. Bloodhound. He's back from his trip to Greece to cover the Bilderberg conference. I can tell you, although I didn't mention it just in passing, try that again. I can tell you, but I didn't mention too much about it. He also had two individuals accompanying him, one of whom was a yacht captain of extensive experience who chartered a yacht while in Greece to try to get photographs of Bilderberg from offshore during their conference in Greece. But my understanding is from a report I saw on the internet from the Guardian newspaper, I understand the Greek Navy prohibited American Free Press's yacht captain from taking any pictures. I haven't heard the full details from Tucker or Bernie, the yacht captain who accompanied on the trip, or Pete, the Greek native who's now an American citizen who traveled to Greece to help Tucker out this year. But I'm looking forward to getting their firsthand reports about what did happen, and of course they will be published in American Free Press. Jim has had some very good sources over the years that have provided him inside information from Bilderberg before, during, and after the meetings. And he's accumulated these sources through a very winding and circuitous series of efforts over these many years. You know, Bilderberg has met all over the Western Hemisphere. And so Jim has traveled quite a bit and brought back a lot of interesting stuff. His book, Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary, is a good overview of a lot of the history of Bilderberg, and I would recommend you check that book out if you do want a history of it. Years ago, Liberty Lobby, the publisher of The Spotlight, actually even before The Spotlight began publishing in 1975, Liberty Lobby had put out a very interesting booklet entitled Spotlight on the Bilderbergers, Documents from the Archives of Liberty Lobby. And I was flipping through that book the other day and going through it in a wide variety of reports that have been published over the years. And it's very, very clear that contrary to the myth that's now circulating on the internet, the Nazis did not set up Bilderberg. The post-World War II Nazis did not set up Bilderberg. Modern-day Nazis have nothing to do with Bilderberg. In fact, you know, it's kind of funny. I've been doing some additional checking just to clarify my own memory of things. You know, Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands, who is the royal consort of the Queen, Queen Beatrice. Prince Bernhard is dead now, but he was, I guess, the general chairman of Bilderberg for many years. People always said he was with the Nazi SS. Well, I did some checking. He wasn't with the Nazi SS. He had been with some sort of cavalry group that had similar initials to the SS. It had nothing to do with the SS itself. And Bilderberg and Bilderberg's chairman, Prince Bernhard, during World War II, was a valiant fighter against Adolf Hitler and the Nazis. Although it is true that Bernhard's brother had been a supporter of Hitler, but birds of a feather do not always flock together in this case. So the myth that Prince Bernhard and the Bilderbergers are old line Nazis that were transferring Nazi funds out to revive the Fourth Reich, it's not true. And anybody who tells you that's either lying or a fool or a combination thereof. More about Bilderberg when we come back and some other things. Stay tuned.
Currency rigging and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA, and in some instances your 401k plan, into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Talking about the meeting of the Bilderberg Group in Greece and of these rumors based upon falsehoods that Bilderberg is some form of Nazism. I don't know what Bilderberg is other than to say it's anything but Nazism. It has anything to do with Adolf Hitler and National Socialist Germany of World War II, which haven't been around since 1945. In fact, all the evidence indicates that the people who've been associated with the Bilderberg Group have been firmly in the anti-Nazi camp. And it's kind of funny because I referred to my own book here the other day just to check on my own memory of things, and I find that three Israeli authors, Dennis Eisenberg, Yuri Dan, and Eli Landau, when they did it, and they did it, the biography of Meyer Lansky, the European-born Jewish gentleman who came to the United States and became the leader of organized crime, they pointed out that one of Lansky's associates in the international drug money laundering racket was Tibor Rosenbaum. Now, of course, if you're familiar with Tibor Rosenbaum, if you've read my book, Final Judgment, you'll be familiar with Tibor Rosenbaum. He ran the International Credit Bank of Switzerland, which was Meyer Lansky's drug money laundering operation. But if you aren't a reader of my book, you can find out more about Tibor Rosenbaum in an interesting video put out by the Simon Wiesenthal Center on Jewish heroes of World War II. And Tibor Rosenbaum is not referred to as Tibor Rosenbaum, in that he's referred to as Pincus Rosenbaum, which his name was, I believe, Tibor Pincus Rosenbaum. And this Tibor Pincus Rosenbaum was an anti-Nazi who later, anti-Nazi Jewish person, who later went on to become, as I say, not only the head of the International Credit Bank in Switzerland, which laundered money for Jewish-American gangster Meyer Lansky's international crime syndicate, but Tibor Rosenbaum also was a key arms procurer and financier for Israel's Mossad. Okay, that's a lot of background there, ladies and gentlemen, but that brings us full circle to Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands, who was the longtime frontman, who was kind of like the general chairman of the Bilderberg Group. And so, as I say in this biography of Meyer Lansky, they talk about Tibor Rosenbaum, Pincus Tibor Rosenbaum, and another of his good friends in high places, Prince Bernhard. Consort. That's consort, ladies and gentlemen. I keep saying consort. It's consort. Consort of the Queen of the Netherlands, who invited him to the Royal Palace in Holland to lecture leading Dutch bankers on good business practices. Here, too, a scandal ensued when Prince Bernhard sold a castle, the Wormello, for $400,000 to a Liechtenstein firm of Ilma Incorporated, owned by Rosenbaum's International Credit Bank. Just why this castle was sold by Prince Bernhard to the Swiss banker for what is described as a ridiculously low price has never been made clear. Well, anyway, if Prince Bernhard, the longtime chairman of Bilderberg, was a Nazi, or Bilderberg was so controlled by the Nazis, I find it hard to believe that Prince Bernhard would have been engaged in suspicious business deals that proved beneficial to an international crime syndicate figure, anti-Nazi hero of World War II, and longtime figure in the Mossad, Pincus Tibor Rosenbaum. I'm just citing the facts here, ladies and gentlemen, not just wild speculation and rumors about Nazis in high places secretly trying to bring back a Fourth Reich. I talked about that nonsense here on this program the other night. I meant to bring up the Pincus Rosenbaum connection, but, you know, sometimes you just forget. This does happen. I am almost 49 years old, and sometimes my memory isn't as sharp as it used to be. But needless to say, when you crank all that into consideration, alongside the fact that that people such as Senator Jacob Javits, Republican of New York, was a longtime figure in Bilderberg, Henry Kissinger, another figure in Bilderberg, certainly none of these people can be considered Nazis, as some people like to call them. In fact, Senator Jacob Javits submitted to the U.S. Congressional Record a glowing profile of Bilderberg at one point back in the 1960s or 1970s. I'm shuffling through Liberty Lobby's old report, Spotlight on the Bilderberg. Yes, on April 11th, 1964, Javits rose on the floor of the House, or floor of the United States Senate, and he said, "Mr. President, the 13th in a series of Bilderberg meetings on international affairs in which I participated was held in Williamsburg, Virginia. I ask consent to have printed in the record a background paper entitled Bilderberg Meetings." And as I say, ladies and gentlemen, Jacob Javits, longtime Republican senator from New York, was not a Nazi. He was vehemently anti-Nazi. He was Jewish, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, that same Bilderberg conference he attended, in attendance was also Henry M. Jackson, senator from Washington State. Henry M. Jackson was another anti-Nazi United States senator who was known for his warm support for the Jewish people and for the state of Israel. So no. The Nazis did not control Bilderberg, never did, and I'm sure never will. It's interesting, though. It's interesting when you consider the fact that some people are now saying the Nazis control Bilderberg. There was another member of Congress who actually submitted something else into the congressional record on September 15th, 1971. And it was an article critical of Bilderberg. And the person who submitted this was the Honorable John R. Rarick, who is a Democratic congressman from Louisiana, often known as a conservative Democrat. They always had trouble calling John Rarick, even though he was a tough critic of the Zionists, a tough critic of Israel, an outspoken critic of the Anti-Defamation League. Some people did call John Rarick a Nazi and an anti-Semite. And that's kind of funny when you consider the fact that John Rarick actually had been held prisoner by the German troops during World War II in a prison camp, and John Rarick escaped. So these Jews that would attack John Rarick and call him a Nazi were kind of foolish to do so, considering the man had been held prisoner by the Nazis, and he escaped to later go on to become a highly respected judge and later member of Congress from Louisiana. And Congressman Rarick attacked Bilderberg. So, again, as I say, I'm trying to look at this in a logical context, a historical context, holding historical documents, very real documents in my hand from people from both sides of the issue, pro-Bilderberg and anti-Bilderberg. And so as I say, the history of Bilderberg, even written from both quote-unquote right-wing and quote-unquote left-wing sources, very firmly indicates that Bilderberg was not a product of the Third Reich. Third Reich money did not go into setting up dummy corporations that prop up Bilderberg today. Just not true. So why are people saying this? Why are people saying these crazy things that aren't true? They shouldn't be saying these things because they only add to the nonsense. Bilderberg does exist, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of people over the year who denied that it existed. Kind of funny. Again, from the old Liberty Lobby report. Now, in 1975, William F. Buckley, the so-called conservative, I call him a Trotskyite, William F. Buckley, the ex-CIA man who introduced the whole raft of Trotskyites into the conservative movement in the United States through his CIA propped up magazine National Review. He attended the Bilderberg meeting in Chesma, Turkey in 1975. In fact, Liberty Lobby's Willis Cardo went to Turkey to cover that meeting in 1975, brought back some very interesting stuff that was published. Well, anyway, that was in 1975. But in 1974, a year before that, a supporter of the Spotlight wrote to Senator James L. Buckley, the younger brother of William F. Buckley. James Buckley was then senator from New York, and asked Senator Buckley what he thought about Bilderberg. And Senator Buckley wrote back to a Mr. R. O. Gorman of Douglastown, New York. He wrote, "Dear Mr. Gorman, thank you and your family for your letter. Frankly, I don't subscribe to the theory that there exists an organization of international bankers called the Bilderbergers, or that certain members of our government are involved in a conspiracy of its making. I appreciate knowing your views. Sincerely, James L. Buckley." Well, less than a year after that, James L. Buckley's big brother, William F. Buckley Jr., was at the Chesma, Turkey meeting of Bilderberg. Ain't that interesting? Ain't that interesting? So, you know, on the one hand, it was kind of funny. While there were reports, even in the mainstream press, that Bilderberg existed, there were big names like Senator Buckley denying that Bilderberg existed. And so it goes today. Oh, some will say, yeah, there is Bilderberg, but it's not a conspiracy. Well, what do you think? I don't know. I know it's not a Nazi organization. Anybody who says it is a liar or a fool or both. Remember what I said.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
When you build your own firearm, you build confidence.
KT Ordnance offers the best ATF-approved 80% kits that can be made into firearms.
And when you build your own firearm,
you know it inside and out.
You know how it fires.
You take pride in ownership. Head to ktordnance.com for a great father-son or father-daughter firearm build, like the .45 caliber KT-1911, or choose the .50 caliber KTP-50 that fires a 275-grain bullet for pure stopping power. KT Ordnance's kits are fully legal, ATF-approved, 80% firearm kits with no serial numbers, no background check, and no government 4473 forms to fill out. Go to ktordnance.com and get yours today. That's ktordnance.com. ktordnance.com. Building your own firearm is fun, and you acquire useful skills,
especially at times like these.
Remember, when you build your own firearm, you know it inside and out. KT Ordnance also accepts gold and silver payments. Visit ktordnance.com today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you live at republicbroadcasting.org. Incidentally, if there's anybody out there who wants to call in and show that Bilderberg is indeed a Nazi organization, it's the heirs and followers of Adolf Hitler were responsible for setting it up, this is an open forum, folks. If you want to call in and talk about that, please call in right now. Show me where I'm wrong. Show me why those who say Bilderberg is the Nazi party reorganized, the Nazi treasury in full force. Give me facts, ladies and gentlemen. Please, call in, tell the producer you want to expose Bilderberg as a Nazi organization, and I'll make sure you get some time here in the air to do it, as much time as necessary, in fact. Well, in the meantime, for a change of pace, although probably not very much of a change of pace, must tell you that earlier this evening I happened to have on National Public Radio, purely by accident, ladies and gentlemen. I listened to a classical music station, and then they break off to play National Public Radio, and they had the, I don't know what they call it now, the McNeil-Lehrer Report, or the McNeil Report, or the Lehrer Report, or whatever the hell it's called. Anyway, they had some people on, and I was not taking notes, but I told Mark Glenn about this earlier in a phone conversation that they were talking with someone who is an expert on the Middle East, and they were talking about Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And what they said was that Benjamin Netanyahu has told his cabinet and other people close to him that he believes that he has been placed in his position as prime minister at this critical time what he says is a critical time in Israel's history, in the history of the Jewish people, because there is a greater threat to Israel than has ever existed since the era of the Nazis, that there could be another mass genocide of the Jewish people, as he puts it, and God has placed him here to make sure it doesn't happen. Well, the threat allegedly comes from the state of Iran, which is working on nuclear energy. Although the Israelis and their supporters here in the United States and in other places claim it's all a big drive to build a nuclear bomb to wipe the Jews off the face of, well, if not just off the face of the Middle East, the face of the planet. Well, folks, in other words, to make a long story very short, we have a messianic mindset in the mind of Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu. He is a fanatic who believes he is God's agent here on earth. And it's his job to stop the bad guys. We heard something similar coming out of that punk George W. Bush a few years ago. So we definitely have a nut. This guy's a nut. Benjamin Netanyahu's a nut, ladies and gentlemen. He's a fundamentalist nut. He's crazy. And yet the funny thing is, the big shot Jews in this country who run all these big shot Jewish organizations that tell the press what to think and how to think and are constantly being quoted in the mass media in this country, all these big shot Jews are the ones who are using the media to tell us all about the evil Muslims and how the evil Muslims are getting ready to blow up the planet. And yet, turns out that the prime minister of our closest, dearest ally, that sweet little country in the Middle East that wouldn't hurt a fly, of course, they did attack the USS Liberty. Forgive me for mentioning that. I know that's a terrible thing to say. That little country in the Middle East has a prime minister who's getting ready to launch a war on Iran if the United States doesn't do the dirty work for him. Now, this is all very simplified, of course, but I'm absolutely correct here. Now, I'm sure some big-shot Jewish organizations like the Anti-Defamation League could start quibbling with various points I've made, but they know that I'm right. They know that what I'm saying here is correct. And you know what's even more frightening is that the New York Times featured a piece by Jeffrey Goldberg on May 17th. He's the national correspondent for The Atlantic and an interesting writer. He popped up at a Barnes Review meeting one time to do an article about it for the Forward. He writes that Benjamin Netanyahu took three lessons from the death of his brother, Yonatan, who was killed leading the 76th raid on the Entebbe airport in Uganda. Here are the three lessons that Netanyahu took. The first is that those who threaten Jews and have the means to carry out their threats should be neutralized preemptively. Well, just parenthetically, we know that that idea of those who threaten Jews is kind of a way of saying those who criticize Jews, but be that as it may, that's the first lesson. The second is that no one will defend the Jews except the Jews themselves. Well, I would comment there that when the Jews tell the United States to do their dirty work, the United States seems to have done it. And remember, it's Jeffrey Goldberg using the term the Jews here, not Mike Piper. The third lesson, according to Jeffrey Goldberg, that Benjamin Netanyahu learned, is that a destiny has chosen the Netanyahus to expose and battle anti-Semitism before it reaches the point of genocide. So in other words, yes, this is the Netanyahu mindset. It comes from Netanyahu. It comes from his family side. His father, Benzion Netanyahu, the longtime writer on the subject of anti-Semitism. This is the subject that had preoccupied the Netanyahus, and Benjamin Netanyahu does indeed see himself here chosen by destiny. Ladies and gentlemen, how can we stop these people who consider themselves chosen by God, chosen by destiny? What are we going to do, for God's sake? This is scary. Talk about Armageddon. Armageddon kind of scared about this.
Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Pfeiffer here. Kind of funny, I was just looking, came across something here the other day. You know, talking about the spotlight on the Bilderbergers. One of the main figures in Bilderberg for many years was a character by the name of James H. Johnson. And he was with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Now, you know, the Carnegie Endowment, hardly a Nazi organization. One of the supreme liberal internationalist organizations that promoted reuniting the United States and the British colonies. I'm sorry, the Britain and the American colonies known as the United States. Now that's been a long and that theme emerged out of Cecil Rhodes and Rhodes scholarships, and of course, as we know, Cecil Rhodes was a front man for the Rothschild family. So, you know, it's all interconnected. But, you know, it's kind of funny here. The Carnegie Endowment, of course, was endowed by Andrew Carnegie. And I'm holding here in my hand a listing of the officers of the Keystone Bridge Company based in Pittsburgh in 1874. The directors of the company are Andrew Carnegie, Walter Cate, John A. Wilson, Enoch Lewis, J.H. Linville, Thomas Carnegie, and J.L. Piper. So J.L. Piper was a director of the company and also listed here as general manager, along with the treasurer, Thomas Carnegie, and the secretary, A.D. Cherry of Pittsburgh. Well, that was my great-great-grandfather. My great-great-grandfather is prominently mentioned in Andrew Carnegie's biography. They were business partners, early business partners. In fact, Colonel Piper, J.L. Piper, my great-great-grandfather, was in many respects like a father figure to Andrew Carnegie. And after my grandfather, who was the master bridge builder for the Pennsylvania Railroad, set up his own company, Piper and Schiffler, Carnegie came in, bought that company, merged them all together into the Keystone Bridge Company, and they built most of the major iron railroad bridges that were built during the mass expansion of the railroads. So I have my own odd little connection to this whole thing. Of course, I didn't know my great-great-grandfather. But it's a very strange, small world, and it's kind of funny that today I'm doing everything to frustrate the internationalist ambitions of the person who considered my grandfather, my great-great-grandfather, to be his father figure. So it's a strange world. Very strange world. Anyway, folks, time, I think, to go to the phones if you want to call in here, especially those of you who believe that the Nazis control Bilderberg or that the Nazis are working to take over the world today. I really want to hear from you. You're welcome to call in. In the meantime, we do have a caller lined up here, if you'll bear with me for a moment. And that is one of our favorites, Dave from Massachusetts. Dave, how are you?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Michael.
What's going on, Dave?
Well, listen, Michael, I've been wanting to, before people forget about it, I've been wanting to talk about the slaughter at the Gaza Zoo, but I think I'll still put that in hold, Michael, since this topic of the Nazis came up. You know, Michael, I think what's going on here, and a lot of this, maybe what I'm going to say is like my opinion. So I want this is just my opinion.
Well, go ahead. You know, believe it or not, we still have freedom of speech today. It sometimes seems like we doesn't, but go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, so I don't have any proof for this or anything. Just my gut feeling. You know, years ago, Michael, I started studying about the Skull and Crossbone Society out of Yale. They call themselves the Brotherhood of Death. And I read everything that Professor Anthony Sutton wrote on them, back in those days, Michael, just about nobody had heard of the Skull and Bones and the Brotherhood of Death and everything. And I used to go around, I used to try to inform people that actually the Bavarian Illuminati had actually penetrated the highest offices of our land, even the White House. And everything, that we had occult illuminists now, like George H.W. Bush, actually in the White House. And but just about nobody had heard of the Skull and Bones, Michael. But anyways, a lot of good patriots, they really put in a lot of work over the years informing their fellow citizens about this occult Illuminati outfit, the Skull and Crossbones out of Yale University. Well, anyways, Michael, we've made great progress, and now I find, especially since we've had two Illuminist Skull and Bones presidents and everything, I find that it's fairly common now. We've really done our job well, and it's not unusual at all to, when you bring up the subject of the Skull and Crossbones Society, that people will say, oh, I've heard of them and everything. Bush's belongs to that, huh? And everything. Well, anyways, Michael, where I'm going with this is, you know, Bush, of course, is a lifelong CIA man. He was actually director of the CIA. And I think what Bush's strategy is, and I think what the CIA's strategy is, Michael, is it's becoming so widespread among the American people, as I say, that the highest office of our land has been infiltrated by the Bavarian Illuminati, the Brotherhood of Death. That I think what their strategy is now is to have these characters come on and with this crap that, that the Bushes are really the Scherf family, that, that George H.W. Bush was really an officer in the Waffen-SS that came over here on forged documents in the 30s and everything. When we know, Michael, that he was actually right here in Massachusetts. He was in Phillips Academy in Andover, Massachusetts, getting an education in that fine private school. But I think the strategy, Michael, is to I think what Bush and his CIA is up to, I think they're trying to foster and promulgate and everything and promote these such outlandish conspiracy theories, Michael, that it'll reach the point where if somebody even talks about the very real fact that the Bavarian Illuminati via Yale Skull and Crossbones is infiltrated into the White House, that people will just say, oh, I've heard about all those crazy conspiracy theories about the Bush family and everything, you know? It's kind of like, Michael, I don't know if I'm using this term correctly, if it's applicable, but there's a Latin term, if you're familiar with it, like reductio ad absurdum.
I've heard the term. I don't know exactly what it means, but yes, I'm familiar with it, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if I'm even using the term correctly, but
yeah,
what I'm,
okay.
But it's like to reduce to the absurd. In other words, if they can put out enough absurd conspiracy theories about the Bush family, that then people will turn a deaf ear and everything to the very real fact. And it's actually
right.
In other words, the real truth, Mike, Dave.
You know something? I'm glad you made this point because you know I think you're absolutely right about that. I think that there is a certain element of this to what's going on here today with a lot of this crazy stuff that seems to be grabbing hold. You know, it's like with the nature of the internet today, you can just put just about anything out there. And people will believe it. You know, we saw the story about this student the other day who wrote up some phony quote, I guess, and posted it to Wikipedia, and then somebody died, and it was reproduced in hundreds of newspapers around the world. Some story to that effect. But this happens in very serious matters too, like what we're talking about now. Yeah, absolutely. Skull and Bones exists. It's an occult organization. It does have ties going back to the old style Illuminati and all these secret societies that yes, in fact, do exist. But then when people start weaving in all these crazy stories and linking them all together, it has the effect of reducing serious stuff to the absurd. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. And, you know, Michael, another thing I've noticed These outfits that are pushing all this Nazi crap, what I've noticed, these are the very same outfits, Michael, that are intolerant of anybody talking about the Jews. And also, they're the same outfits that practice censorship. Now, I told you about Oracle Broadcasting, Lee Rogers and the Live Free or Die program and Josh Reeves. They dropped me. They censor me right out. They won't even take my calls. Just like Alex Jones won't have you on. So the very people that won't tolerate any discussion of Jewish power, I find are the ones that are pushing this Nazi garbage the most.
Well, you know, that's interesting because, you know, I think you're absolutely right about that. And it's funny because, you know, sometimes, we're talking about three or four different subject areas, and they're not always necessarily related. But then again, As you have just accurately said, you can find a continuing theme or a continuing thread that ties it all together. And I think you put your finger on one of the very important ones that certain groups and certain parties will poo-poo discussion of Jewish power, and yet at the same time, they tend to be the ones, not always, but frequently, who are talking about how the Nazis are secretly in control of the United States or about to grab control of the United States or things of this nature. So I think again, you've made a very important point there, Dave, two very important points that are very definitively interconnected.
Yeah, well, you know, the CIA has to take countermeasures, Michael, because Vincent Bugliosi, the most successful prosecutor, is hot on Bush's heels to put him on trial for murder. So the CIA, has to spring into action to protect their own. I mean, they got to protect their company men, like the Bushes, and especially an ex-CIA director. So, you know the CIA is going to take care of its own and do whatever they can to make sure that Vincent Bugliosi...
Yeah, well, I have no brief for the CIA, but I think it goes deeper than that. I think it is true that there are factions within all of the different agencies of one form or another, you know. Because, I mean, you can listen to some of the great people who've been on Mark Glenn and Phil Turney's program, former CIA analysts, people from the intelligence and diplomatic communities. These are all people who are taking the right line. But I think, again, though, in the bigger picture, the bigger point is that you are right about that, that there are these people in the forefront of public affairs today who are implicated in all of these rotten doings that have brought the United States to where it is today. They do have powerful allies in high places who can use that influence to get these crazy stories out there and to try to muddy the waters. And that is essentially what we have seen going on, in particular during the last few years. I mean, hell, I'm broadcasting on the internet right now. Let's not forget that, you know, and the internet has proven a useful tool to me personally for research, you know, and so forth. But on the other hand, it has become such a useful and dangerous tool for the enemy to really muck things up, so to speak.
Yeah. Okay, Michael. Well, thank you very much, Michael, for taking my call.
Yeah,
and maybe the next
call,
time,
Dave. You made some real good points there, which I think people need to think about. And if they don't want to think about those points, then they might as well not think at all. They might as well, you know, just say, okay, I'm going to believe what I want to believe, and I don't want to believe anything that runs contrary to what I hear some internet icon say. And that's not the way. That's not the way to do it. I always tell people to do their own research, and thank God most people do, but you just can't believe everything you hear or see on the internet or in black and white. Anyway, that having been said, we have another caller here. We have a few minutes before the break. If necessary, we'll hold them over. We got Steve in Chicago. Steve, come on up.
Yes, sir, Michael. Wanted to talk about the German settlement in Palestine. You familiar with that?
Say that again, the what?
The German settlement in Palestine.
No, I am not familiar with that.
Well, I'm getting this out of an article, Nazis in Palestine. It's from Der Spiegel magazine. 1868, the Germans founded a colony there. It was a split off from the Wurttemberger Landeschurch, and it was called Sorona. And these were German, they were like Amish.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, they were a religious group. And they started to thrive. In 1895, they brought in steam-powered oil and grain mills. 1902, they founded another colony there. It was called Wilhelma. And today, this is all Tel Aviv and a Haifa harbor, and it's called B'nai Adarot. There were 2,500 Germans there. Well, of course, there's a bad element here. Here's the Balfour Declaration coming up. We're coming up to Great Britain in the 20s and 30s. And they kept bringing in these Yids. And as a matter of fact, they were showing pictures in the magazine article about how they had that Lewis machine gun, water-cooled, you know, on a truck there, and they were following the Jews around so that the Arabs wouldn't shoot at them. Now, that's in the 20s and 30s. They also were strip searching them then. So anyways, the Germans didn't like this. They said this is the Zionist power of Jewish gold, bringing in all these Yids here. In 1931, they had the Graf Zeppelin come by and visit them. 1932.
No kidding. That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. In 1932, a German architect by the name of Karl Rauf. He founded the first so-called National Socialist political chapter. They had a Hitler Youth movement there, and they were even teaching Hebrew language courses. That's a true story, Hitler Youth. And in 1936, they leased out the Oriental Movie Theater to a Jewish outfit, and the Nazi Party found out about it, and they wrote a nasty letter back to Gottlieb Boyerla. So anyways, 1936, like I said, the Brits were moving in real strong.
Hey, Steve, yeah. Hang on. This is very interesting. Hang on for the break here. We do have the break coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, very interesting story from history here. I wasn't familiar with this. This is fascinating. Stay tuned, folks.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
All right, folks, we're wrapping up the hour here. We've got Steve in Chicago talking about a very interesting story here, a German Christian settlement in Palestine. Steve, go ahead. This is interesting stuff.
Yeah, these are old Swabian Protestants. So anyways, on 12-9-41, the head caliph of Jerusalem, his last name was Husseini. I don't know if he was any relation to Hussein. He met with Hitler, and there's a picture of it, and he said, we should unite to fight Number one, the English. Number two, the Jews. Number three, the communists. So anyways, World War II broke out, of course, and 500 of these people were deported to Australia. The rest of them escaped by boat to Germany, and some of them were fighting both on the Eastern and Western fronts. So to make a long story short, what happened when Ben-Gurion made that financial settlement with Adenauer? It was a kickback scheme. They gave him, I don't know, $6 billion, whatever it was. I can't remember what the amount was. And Ben-Gurion would give $1 billion back as restitution for all the lost German settlements.
That's very interesting. Yes, that is very, very interesting. I knew that there were a lot of different Christian religious sects that had gone to Palestine, you know, over like the 19th century. I'd heard different stories about that, but that's a very interesting story about that German settlement there. That's the where did you get that information again, Steve?
Der Spiegel magazine.
Oh, okay, all right. So it's probably something that's there's probably some available literature of it, you know, in the English language. But it just goes to show you that there's a lot of little interesting details in history that get lost in the shuffle. You know, everybody thinks it was just the Jews moved to Palestine because that's their historic homeland, and ain't it sweet, you know?
Mm. Well,
not quite the story at all.
I think you also must recognize that when they needed so-called Jewish experts, that's where they drew from. They drew from these Hebrew-speaking Germans that were from the Mideast, and they used them for operations.
Oh, absolutely. And these guys would have been familiar with what was going on in that time frame. There is a book about the Grand Mufti, whose name was Husseini. You mentioned him. It's
right.
Called Icon of Evil. There's a lot of crazy stuff in the book, some real wild speculation, which the authors admit is speculation. But on the whole, it's a pretty interesting book. As I say, it's entitled, I think, Icon of Evil. I have a copy of it in this morass I call my office. But he actually, Husseini was a grand uncle of Yasser Arafat. There was some sort of family connection there. But he was a pretty good guy, and my late friend Ethan Nakhla, who was a Palestinian Christian, and he was a representative of the Arab Higher Committee for Palestine at the United Nations. He worked with the Grand Mufti, Mr. Husseini. So there were some good people there in that circle of friends, so to speak. No pun intended.
Well, you know, they survived by exporting a lot of fruits, like citrus fruits, like oranges, and to Deutschland at the time. And they were highly treasured because, you know, they didn't have that many colonies, and it was important, for them to have this.
A lot of the, it's kind of funny, people don't think of it today, but a lot of those things were actually considered luxuries.
That's exactly right.
In Europe at the time. Yeah, that people are not aware of that. Again, it's one of those little things that people, you know, we look back upon history from what we've been told today, and yet we can't put it in the context of how people really lived it at the time. And so that's why it's so easy to say, oh, my God, that Hitler was really bad, and anybody who had any association with Hitler was a really bad guy, when a lot of people had associations with Hitler. So it goes on and on. Steve, thanks. That was a very interesting call. I never heard that story before, and I'm sure most of our listeners didn't.